Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And Ashley, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Travis. How are you?
Pretty good. We're back here today at Mesa County Middle School talking with the academic team, Ms. Clark, and those students. But before we jump in, do you have anything announcements-wise?
You know, like you said, it has been busy. There's been a lot of things going on. We've had some snow days thrown in there in the mix and delay time. So it's been a lot. Make sure you're following all your kids, the school's social media pages. Keep up to date with what's happening. I know high school has a college fair coming up. Middle school is going to have Truth and Consequences for their eighth grade students the month of February. And just lots of different things happening within the district. So make sure you're really following your school's social media pages and keeping up to date with what's going on. And then we also have Wednesday the 7th. We'll be back to our Royal Market. We had an extra Wednesday there in January, so threw a few people off. But we'll have Wednesday, February 7th, will be our first Royal Market at the high school from 10 to 12. Just call the Family Resource Center, 564-5683, if you were in need of a food box.
We're here again, Ashley, at the middle school talking with Kristen Clark, the academic team coach, and several students today. And, you know, we're going to hear from a lot of kids that placed in math, science, social studies, language arts, arts and humanity, and written composition. So very bright students who are some of the best here at the middle school, and they're talking about quick recall. And, you know, I guarantee these students will destroy me in questions and answers and these tests. It's like that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I know I'm not smarter than any of these students here today.
You're right. It's a great group that we have here, and very excited to kind of hear from them. Ms. Clark, you know, we did see where she had posted several of the students that had placed. It was a great group, a lot of students. And I see several first place there on the list. I'm the same way. I'm definitely nothing on the spot for me. I'm not an on the spot answer at all. So it would take me lots of time to get through these questions.
And the confidence these kids have to have in buzzing in and getting an answer wrong. Rejection is not easy to take, but for these kids to miss a question and have the confidence to buzz back in and take a test and maybe not do so well, and, you know, just shows kind of their competitive spirit and, you know, what Ms. Clark's building here with the academic team.
Definitely. You definitely have to be confident in yourself, kind of handling rejection of getting the answers wrong, but being ready to get back at it. So these students obviously have did a great job with all that, and excited to hear about how their seasons went. We have with us Kristen Clark, the guidance counselor and the academic team coach here at Mason County Middle School.
Ms. Clark, I know you guys are in full swing, and you recently shared on the Mason County Middle School Facebook page some award winners, but I guess when does academic team start, and kind of just talk about the season so far?
Yeah, so middle school academic team actually starts back in September with Limestone League, which is a league of about 8 regional schools who compete against each other in the fall, and we are still going. We just had our District Governor's Cup competition a week and a half ago at St. Pat, and we won the district. We were very excited. We won overall and quick recall as well. And then we had several students who placed individually in their tests who will advance on to regional competition.
You had a list there on social media. I wanted to go over those students who took high honors.
So in math, Austin Johnson scored first place, Isaiah Carroll third place, Maddie Stanfield fourth place. In science, Matthias Poe was second place, Isaiah Carroll was fifth place. Social studies, Matthias Poe was second place, Clark McGrath third place. In language arts, Ellen Clark was first place, Xander Underwood third place. Arts and humanities, first place, Xander Underwood, second place, Maddie Stanfield, and third place, Luke Williams. And in written composition, first place, Ellen Clark, second place, Claire Miller, and fourth place, Fiona Watt. And I have never had that many students place in district competition, so they did amazing.
Talk about where are we in the season, how much longer do you guys have matches, competitions, and just kind of give us a recap there.
Well, our next competition is coming up February 10th at regionals, so the students who qualified to move on in their written tests will participate in those on February the 10th, and then we will also have our quick recall tournament that day as well. So hopefully, if we advance from region, the next level is state. It'll be a challenge, but we're up for it.
Now, academic team, if we've got people listening today that are maybe unfamiliar with it, just give us an elevator speech of what these students are doing and kind of an idea.
Right. Other states call academic team Quiz Bowl or Knowledge Bowl, but basically in a lot of ways it's like Jeopardy. A question is asked and anyone on either team can buzz in, and the first person who buzzes in and gets the answer correct, your team gets a point. That's the basic format.
Now, do you have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students on the academic team?
Yes. I have a big group of sixth and a big group of eighth, and I have a couple of seventh graders, but we have a really good group of students.
You're meeting after school, and this is an extracurricular activity, I assume.
Yes, and these kids have been committed all year. I mean, it's a long commitment from September to we're still going, so it's a very long commitment, and I try to be flexible because I know kids now are involved in so many different things, and I still want them to get to participate in academic teams. So, yep, we practice a couple times a week, every week.
And I'm sure these students have got to know each other. We've got some 8th grade students, some 6th grade students. So, I mean, like any team or any sports team, they've got to come together and mesh to obviously achieve the success they've had this season.
Yes, and what's so interesting about this group of kids is so many of them do so many similar activities. So not only do we have academic team, many of these students also do orchestra together, and many of these students also do tennis together. So they get to spend a lot of time with each other, and they really get along well, and they're a fun group to have.
Expectations for your regional competition? I know you read that list of students and what you guys achieved as a team. I know you don't try to put pressure on your kids, but, you know, I'm sure they have high goals and high aspirations coming up.
Yes, and we are actually in a new region this year, the way we've been placed. So we really have a great challenge because we're with schools all the way from Scott County and Clark County. So some much larger school districts, but we're going to go give it our best.
Next, we have Isaiah Carroll, an 8th grade student.
Isaiah finished 3rd in math and then 5th in science. Isaiah, talk about 8th grade student here. How many years have you been part of the team, and why did you want to be a part of academic team?
Started in 7th grade, and the reason I started academic team was because I knew Miss Clark, and she kind of asked me to do it, and I agreed with her.
How have you gotten stronger? You were on the team last year, on the team this year. How have you improved from last year to this year and your skills?
Before, in 7th grade, I was really shy with the buzzer and stuff, and now I've gotten a lot better. And last year I didn't place in any written tests, and then I studied over the summer and stuff, and I've gotten a lot better.
We face rejection in life. How do you bounce back from that? Buzzing in, getting a question wrong, and keeping your confidence high, and not being afraid to buzz in the next time?
I was thinking about it, and I always have another chance next year to do a lot better, and I set my mind to it, and I ended up doing really well this year.
Now talk about your tests there. You got 3rd in math and then 5th in science. Walk us through your preparation to have success on these.
Math is really kind of hard to study for. Like Maddie said, it was kind of just stuff you learn in school. And then in science, my brother's really good at science, and I ask him a lot of questions about it, and he teaches me a lot of stuff.
Now, these multiple choice questions, or kind of go over the layout of either test for you?
They're all multiple choice, and there's no written anything unless you're doing written comp, and there's not multiple answers. There's just one answer for each question, and like Clark said, there's 50 questions with 1 hour.
Now, when you guys are taking these tests, like in a sporting event, you know who the best player is. I mean, do you guys know when you're in there taking those tests, like, okay, this student from this school is outstanding? I mean, is there any mindset to that when you guys are in there taking the test?
Yeah, most of the time people who are really good at quick recall, they're really good at written tests. And you can kind of tell when people are good at written tests because, you know, they buzz in real quick and they know what they're doing. And it's kind of hard to think about it because you're like, this person's definitely better at this subject than me. And then you realize, oh gosh, I actually beat them.
Now, 8th grade student as well. What's your favorite part about being a student here, and you're going to finish up here this spring?
Well, our class is pretty nice, and we like all the kids in our class, and the teachers are pretty awesome, and they're high in energy, and they are really passionate about us.
Next, we have Xander Underwood, a 6th grade student.
Xander finished 3rd in language arts and then 1st in arts and humanities. Xander, talk about your interest in the academic team and what drew you to this extracurricular activity.
I was usually near the top of my class back in intermediate school when I first got introduced to this. I liked the teacher who was coaching, and I'm just really happy that the people that were there to guide me through are some of my teammates now this year.
Now talk about your tests. Again, you got 3rd in language arts, 1st in arts and humanities. Talk about the preparation and the work you put in to, you know, have the success.
In arts and humanities, like Maddie said, it's really just a bunch of old paintings, but my dad loves like pop culture and stuff, so that's where I get most of my answers from parts of the test from him. But I like Roman and Greek mythology, so that's usually a couple of questions on there, so that covers that. Most of it's just memorizing.
When you finish the test, I guess all you guys, you know right then, or know if you thought you did well, maybe struggled, I guess. Were you pretty confident after the test that you were going to achieve outstanding results?
I thought I wouldn't place in language arts because I didn't like my score, but I thought I'd place in at least 5th on arts and humanities, so I'm pretty proud of myself with how I placed.
And what's it like seeing your other teammates and classmates also have success? You had a lot of success, but hearing their name called and placing and, you know, I don't know if it's in a big room together, or how do you guys get the results, or walk us through that when you found out your scores?
The results They usually release them and then email it to us, but we don't know if we've placed or not until they announce it. So at this district, we had to go into St. Pat's lunchroom, and they just called them off name by name. It was like waiting to hear your name called during a celebrity event or something. And it was just crazy, and your mind is racing. But when you hear somebody on your team getting called, it's like, I am so happy for them. You're just excited. And if you hear your name called, you're just surprised, excited, but also worried at the same time.
Now, you're a sixth grader, first year here at MCMS. What do you like best about being a student here?
Probably have advanced classes. That way I could at least go at some sort of my own pace.
We have Luke Williams, an eighth grade student.
Luke finished third there in arts and humanities. Luke, talk about how long you've been on the academic team and then what sparked your interest to be a part of this organization.
So basically, I started my seventh grade year because my friends got me to join. I saw them doing it and I thought, oh, that would be fun. And ever since then, I've thought it's been fun.
Now, how have you improved, I guess, from last year to this year? How have you gotten stronger as an academic team member?
I've had a lot more opportunities to learn stuff. My orchestra teacher, my choir teacher, you remember questions from earlier events.
Now, walk us through your test. How did you think you did on it? And then just walk us through completing that test, turning it in, and that anxiety, you know, waiting for the results.
I felt pretty confident. I feel like that was my best test I've ever done on the academic team. And I knew I was going to place in at least one of them, and I did.
Walk us through a practice. How you guys, what's a typical practice like with Ms. Clark? What are you doing? How are you preparing and, you know, getting yourself ready for these competitions?
So we have a set of questions that we answer, and then we have some buzzers that we use. Ms. Clark reads them off during practice, and then we just answer them by buzzing in.
Our practice is pretty competitive between you guys. I know you all want to win. You're all competitive in subject categories, but I'm sure you guys all have friendly competitions with each other.
Yeah, a lot of the time it's competitive.
Eighth grade student as well. What's your favorite part about being a student here at MCMS?
The staff here is very friendly.
We have with us Matias Poe, a sixth grade student.
And Matias finished their second in social studies and second in science. Matias, talk to us about why you wanted to be a part of academic team here at MCMS.
So at MCIS, I was doing academic team since fourth grade. And then I nearly actually didn't do academics team this year because in fifth grade, I had a really tight schedule. So that was a bit demoralizing. But Xander and Clark were doing academics team, so I decided to stay, and it was definitely worth it.
What's it like when your friends recruit you to do it, and they say, hey, we want you to be a part of it. Can you do it? I'm sure it took a little peer pressure, but ultimately, I know you enjoyed it.
It's just something that's happened. Like, it's kind of complicated, but, like, it's just I've known them for a while, and they're doing it, so I think I might as well just do it as well. It'll probably be fun.
Now, second place in science, second place in social studies. Walk us through your test, and what did you anticipate your scores to be, and you had a lot of success.
So, in science, I was really happy with my science. I thought I was gonna do really well in science because that's one of my favorite categories. And social studies, I mean, I like history a lot and I like social studies. It's just I didn't expect it to be as good as it was.
Now, walk us through how have you gotten better throughout the year and practices and doing research and studying on your own? I mean, what's that preparation work to ultimately have it pay off when you get second place in science and social studies?
So I've learned a lot more about the elements of the periodic table because I've realized that that's something that I really like and enjoy. And then biology, I really like biology and plants and life and just the history of that. And social studies, I just really like history. So I watch a lot of history videos and stuff on history. So I've trained through that. For quick recall, it's just been a lot of practice. I mean, I was really shy with the buzzer, but then I've gotten to not be as shy with it.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a student here at MCMS?
I mean, all the teachers are nice and welcoming, and I mean, every day is just really fun.
We have Xander Redden, a seventh grade student.
Xander, talk to us about your interest in the academic team and why you want to be a part of it.
I wanted to be a part of it because mainly arts and humanities. I play guitar a lot. I've played it for like about 2 years now. I also take band with saxophone. Last year I did percussion. I thought it would all carry into arts and humanities, and that's why I primarily take arts and humanities tests.
I know you guys had a student that was ill, Ms. Clark said. You had to fill in. You know, walk us through that. Ms. Clark maybe told you last minute or prepared you. And what's that like having to step in a pinch and help your team?
It's actually kind of scary because I was put into it and I didn't have too much further notice. So we kind of rushed out of the house scared. And when I finally got my placements, the adrenaline, it kind of helped.
What areas do you feel like you're stronger in?
Definitely social studies, science, and arts and humanities. I'm very fond with my dad and I. We learn about metals and my dad makes knives a lot. That all carried in and made me a stronger player.
What's the team chemistry like? I know you guys, I'm sure, have intense practices and are pretty competitive and you want to get better, but how do you guys mesh well as a collective unit?
A lot of people I grew up with. Matthias, he's my cousin, so I know him a lot. And I know Xander because of his mom and my mom. Wait, they work at the same college together. We just work together really good.
Now, what's your favorite part? Seventh grader here, halfway through your middle school journey. What do you like best about MCMS?
Definitely, they make it harder on us. They do, but it pays off. We learn very fast, and I feel like that is definitely my favorite part.
We'll wrap up Mesa County News and Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at Mesa County Middle School talking with Kristen Clark, who's the academic team coach, and several of the students actually need to hear their perspective and their interest. And a lot of these students, I think one takeaway outside of just the academic team is, why do you enjoy Mesa County Middle School, the teachers and the classes? And a lot of these students are, I'm sure, in advanced classes, are gifted and talented, but, you know, the way that the teachers enjoy coming to work and challenging, and that's something, you know, we could do a whole show on just teachers that care.
Definitely. And you heard from these students, you know, we had the one that you kind of just wrapped up with here at the end that said, you know, they're hard on us, but they push us, and that's what makes us better. And the atmosphere, you know, I think here, like you said, just from hearing about them, is a great atmosphere. The students all seem to really enjoy it. I think you heard from a couple that are ready, you know, to move on to high school too. But it is just a great group and a great atmosphere here at Mason County Middle School.
And then, you know, these extracurricular activities put a lot of time, a lot of effort in, and practices and whatnot. So again, we always compare it with sports analogies, and sports is what I do and enjoy. But, you know, these kids are given as much time as the middle school football or basketball or baseball or whatever, you know, and representing their school just like any other team with a round ball would do.
And they are. They started their season in September. They've just now got regionals getting ready to come up, so several months, and that takes, you know, practices that they're having. And then this is just like other sports that you've mentioned. You have to put in the time at home too and work on your own and put in that extra time to get better as well.
I guess, like you said in the opening, actually, just check your school's respective Facebook page. Things are going to start to fly by, and spring will hopefully be here before we know it.
It is. We'll be talking about all the spring dates and graduation that everybody will be wanting to hear about before long. So definitely make sure you're on those respected social media pages of your children's school and keeping up to date with what's happening. And then I know, also just a reminder, us having some of the snow days and the NTI days, make sure that you're receiving the text and email. If not, you can always give our student services building a call, 564-7755, and they can make sure that you'll be receiving that information.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.